So today I had a funny experience. My 5-year-old learns the parasha every week very nicely in school, and Achrei Mod Kedoshim have a plethora of mitzvah that they can teach. So today apparently they were learning the mitzvah that comes up in Kedoshim of Mipnei Sevatakum Vadarta Bnei Zakein, that you have to stand up for elderly people and for Talmidei Chachamim. But trying to explain nuance to a 5-year-old isn't so easy. So apparently his teachers taught him that you have to stand up for rabbis. And he knows that his father is a rabbi. So he came home and told my wife that she has to stand up for me because I'm a rabbi. Right? It was an awkward experience. But it did get me thinking about a halacha which is related to this, which is the question, what about the flip? What if it's not a chacham, but it's a chachama? Right, which, at least in my family, is also true. My wife has spent many years learning, both in a graduate program and the Yoetzit program. So does the same chiyuv apply for women? Now, ostensibly, you would say, yes, why not? Right, the chiyuv is about Torah. If you know Torah, so then you have to respect the Torah. And that is... And furthermore, the Gemara in Shavuot in Daf Lamed Amud Bet says that Rav Nachman used to stand for Rav Huna's wife, because Eshet Chaver Arei Kechaver, that the wife of a Talmud Chacham gets some of his honor. And you would think that if, even by being married to a Talmud Chacham, one is obligated to honor the wife, then for sure someone a woman who in her own standing is knowledgeable would also be deserving of respect. And this is what emerges from the Sefer Chasidim. Sefer Chasidim says this in Tav Kuf Ayin Ches, that an Isha Zkeina, right, a woman who is elderly, has the same respect as Zakein, right? The Pasuk is formulated in the masculine, but the same thing is true of the feminine. And Rav Avad Yosef, and Nichav Adat, and Chelek Hei, Tshuva Ayin Ben, notes that ostensibly, again, the Kal Vachomer should apply. That if one has to honor an Eshet Chaver, the wife of a Talmud Chacham, then for sure a woman who of her own standing is knowledgeable is deserving of respect, and you should have to stand up for her as well. The question, the level of the chiyuv of honoring even the Eshet Chaver, the Knesset Agdola, and Reish Mamdalet notes, the Sherei Knesset Agdola notes that there's 3 opinions, but many think that that's Daraisa, something is Darabana, and something is only Midat Chasidut. But it's possible even the mitzvah to stand, again, for the wife of a Talmud Chacham is Daraisa, so Kal Vachomer, for a woman who of her own standing deserves respect for her knowledge. However, there are those who push back on this. And in the Tshuvas Halachos Ketanos and Tshuvah Kuf Nun Dalet, he pushes back on this, and he says that Misvara, he would have argued that it's not true, that the obligation would not apply to women. But then he says, but the Sefer Chasidim says not that way, but Misvara, he would have thought that it's not true. The Ben Ishchai and the Chida both contend, quoting in Arizal with slightly different formulations, that there is a chiyuv to honor such women, but standing, the Arizal says, might not be true. And he says, V'yareisa me'elokecha, sometimes you only fear them in such a way that only God would perceive it, and therefore you should respect them, but the sort of visible act of standing up for them when they walk in, he thinks maybe that doesn't apply. The Chida thinks that means any woman. The Ben Ishchai pushes back on exactly what the Arizal is talking about. Is it talking about Zakein? Who exactly he's talking about? But there are these Achronim who push back on this. Some poskim limit, at least in the case of the Eshet Chaver Kechaver. Moshe Sternbach suggests maybe it only applies to the wife of the Gadol Hador. Shlomo Zalman Orbach says maybe the Chiyuv Eshet Chaver isn't an all-encompassing rule. The context in the Gemara in Shavuos was when a woman was coming in to have a court case, and therefore she is standing to present her claims, and therefore it would be very conspicuous if Rav Nachman would have remained sitting while she was standing, and therefore he stood. But if she's just walking by, where it's less conspicuous, maybe it doesn't apply. So again, there are these poskim, both in Eshet Chaver Kechaver push back on it a little bit, and even in women who themselves are knowledgeable. But as Rav Avadya Yosef again notes in the same Tshuva Nichav Adat, The simple svara, as noted by the Sefer Chasidim, is if the honor is due to the Torah, or in the case of a zaken, someone who's elderly and has life experience, If you're supposed to respect people who have racked up knowledge or life experience, that should apply to men or women. And therefore, he says at the end, even if you have, you can get out of it with some without some svar, as he said, savik daraisa l'chomra. This is a mitzvah daraisa. Show respect to people who deserve it. And if a woman deserves the respect, savik daraisa l'chomra, you should show women such respect. And he adds, for sure, their students. And if you have a woman teacher who has female students, for sure they should show them honor, right? Even if you think it's some lack of tzniut for a man to stand up for a woman, whatever exactly the cheshbon is of the Arizal, for women who have female teachers who actually taught them Torah, obviously the chiyuv should apply. And calling them by their first names and all those things that in general we think are disrespectful for men, it should apply no less to women. And I think, even though there are those achronim questions, Rav Avdi Yosef says, at least Sveika Darais of the Chumra, the notion that people who deserve our respect, it shouldn't matter men or women, that we should show them the respect they deserve, I think that is eminently reasonable, as Rav Avdi says, at least the Sveika Darais of the Chumra, but also the Sefer Chassidim being the earliest source who weighs on the topic does seem to be the Iker Halacha.